We are recording. Good morning, everyone, or afternoon, everyone. Today's Tuesday, July 13th, 2021, 1:30 p.m., and the Board of County Commissioners is meeting in the BCC conference room for a legal counsel update. So we have some people on Zoom, I'm assuming. Connie's on there. We're going to go up with item number...
I'm here, and did you see Connie's in the room?
Well, I'm looking at HB 2343 Enterprise Zone Exemption, Connie Roach Assessor.
Yep, and so it looks like I beat her in the meeting, so I can go ahead and kick off the discussion.
Okay.
This is a bill that the legislature passed, and the one sentence explanation is it allows the sponsor of the Enterprise Zone and Board of County Commissioners to pass a resolution suspending the effective date in accommodation of the COVID lockdown period that we just went through. So is that a sufficient explanation?
Yeah.
Connie can give you the particulars, but essentially, after the governor declared a state of emergency in March of 2020, enterprise zones that would have been likely eligible prior to that time, during enterprise zone exemptions that were likely eligible prior to that time, of course, had trouble satisfying the requirements of the law, despite having invested significantly in their business programs. And so it is now for the legislature and the board's discretion to pass a resolution, which is not before you today, we're just having a discussion today, but it's before the board's, discretion to pass a resolution that would authorize the enterprise zone exemption to be implemented despite having not complied with the statute that existed at the time. And I see Connie has arrived, and she could probably fill in the rest of the story.
Does that just push out the sunset date? Is that what it does?
So, it's not that. It's just that for someone to get the enterprise zone exemption, it has to meet an employment criteria that they have to create so many new jobs, 10% of what, over what they had pre...
10% more than what they previously
10%,
had.
And right. Also, there is a monetary requirement that it is...
That only comes into play if they're asking for a five-year exemption.
Okay.
It's a three-year exemption. If they meet the employment criteria.
Just the employment criteria, no wage.
That wage doesn't come into it unless it's five. And so we do have one enterprise zone exemption this year that was going to be new. So it would have been the first year. And what it is that they're either doing buildings or adding machinery and equipment or something significant that they're going to get this break for short period of time, that they're going to have more employment because of it. COVID got in the way of them being able to do the hiring, and their product was not as much in demand because things slowed down because of COVID. So they're definitely impacted by COVID in their ability to meet the criteria. And so the state legislature has given this option for counties to allow them to go ahead and receive it, because if you don't approve a resolution, what will happen is it will go on the roll fully taxable this year, and so they won't get the benefit of what they expected to get when they were planning out.
Is this exemption just for 1 year, or is it going to go for the three-year period of their
the resolution? I think it's 2 years it allows for them to get back to what they should be.
2023.
Yeah. So okay, this is a short time piece to allow them to get the tax break this year and possibly in 2022. And then beyond that, they would have to be meeting the requirements.
And there's only one enterprise zone. There's only one.
There's only one business that applied that is being impacted by this.
Okay. And how many do we have, enterprise zones do we have throughout the county?
Now
I'm going to ask.
Not a huge amount.
Is the city exempt from that? It's not, because it includes all the incorporated cities also.
Right.
Right.
So there are some we have maybe five or six right now, not a huge amount of them.
Okay.
Some of them are in the city, some are in the county.
And the other ones are not affected?
No.
Yeah, we're not opening a floodgate. There isn't a bunch of people knocking on this door.
Right.
This is that one person.
Right. And yeah. And they, in order to get the enterprise zone exemption to begin with, they have to be pre-approved.
Correct.
So they went back in, and it was probably 2019. They come in and say, we want to do this expansion, and we want to know that we are approved to get an exemption for this short period of time based on being able to do that. And they have to be pre-approved. So we say, okay, it meets the criteria, yes, go ahead. And so then they go ahead, and they're expecting to get that. And if it wasn't for COVID, I'm sure they would have met the criteria.
Right.
So
we're extending the window.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Gotcha. Any other questions?
No, sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, Connie. Thank you. What's up? Yes, Wally?
The only question, would you like us to prepare the resolution?
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can do that.
Put
yes.
it on next Wednesday.
Better you than us.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds
Thank
great.
You very much.
All Thank right. you.
And I think we can explain this. We're going to go to WBS on this next week. Okay.
Yep.
And you don't probably won't have to be there if you don't want to. If you want to just type up something that I can read. It's pretty self-explanatory. But it's just a decision
Hopefully.
Of us. Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to do that.
Great.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, honey.
Item two is consent to sublease county property for private hangar at the Grants Pass Airport. DB Franchising USA LLC, Boardman LLC to subtenant Rocket Man LLC, Board Short Stables LLC, and TMB Racing LLC.
Right.
Yes, Wally, are you going to take this one?
Basically, Mr. Boardman is now going to be the principal occupant of the hangars that were originally leased by a company, Dutch Brothers.
Ah.
Okay.
So,
which hangar is this? Is this the hangar on the other side of the airport? Doesn't he own that hangar?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't see Jason, but...
Yeah, he does, and it's just a structural change from being under all these to being.
Only thing he has anything to do with is the ground. It's a ground lease.
Right.
The building is his, so make
Correct.
Sure the language is right, Wally. The only thing we lease on that building is that's the old Sterling's old building is the ground. The building is
right. They constructed the building, and we just, it's just a ground lease out there.
That's
so.
Right. Same as my hangar. Same
exactly.
thing.
A little different from your hangar.
No,
your hangar is about the size
they
of this room.
They can hold four planes in
it. Or this hangar is about the size of this building.
But it's the same arrangement.
Yeah, right.
Same arrangement.
Same arrangement. You got
Dirt
it.
Under.
Yeah.
Same arrangement. And so if the board's comfortable with that, I welcome a motion even at this meeting, and we'll just leave it there for your signature. And then, unless Jason Davis has some other thing to say about this matter. Okay.
Was I right about that, Jason? It's just a ground lease?
So this is a sublease. So the ground lease, yeah, you're correct on the ground lease part, but basically it sounds to me, well, he probably has more of the details, but in a way he's kind of subleasing back to himself.
Yeah, but do we really have any authority over that? I didn't think
so. It changes whoever's name's on ours, is what it sounds
yeah.
like.
On the ground lease, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have to get written consent from the county.
Yeah, from
it's consent to sublease his own ground. He just... Doing this kind of as a courtesy?
Well, we require it.
It's housekeeping for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. And we probably didn't need to bring it to you, but they'd already prepared the paper that had your signature lines on it. I thought it was interesting.
We got it.
All right. All right.
You want a motion?
Please.
I'll make the motion to approve this request for this ground lease change.
Okay, and I'll second that.
Any further discussion?
Nope.
Seeing none, please call the roll.
Commissioner Fowler?
Yes.
Commissioner Barrichigger?
Yes.
Commissioner Dion?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Item number three, funding for Destination Management Organization, commonly known as a DMO. Ms. Novak, are you there? Please step up to the mic and identify yourself.
Hello, Sandy Novak.
Okay.
I thought Wally was going to take this. So we have an economic development request that you approved to give $30,000 to the DMO that has not been done yet. My understanding was that you wanted that actually to go to the city with an IGA to the city. That is correct. We need a motion and that decision made.
Because the last time we talked about this, where we left off was the money was going to go. Well, where was the money going to go directly? Where last the board stated its intent? Directly to the DMO.
Yeah, that's what I think happened. It was going to go directly to DMO. Yep.
Yeah, and so the city has indicated that I think they would prefer that remain the case.
No, I think they want to have an intergovernmental agreement, and our payment will go to the city, and their payment will go to the DMO. Isn't that right, Sandy? Isn't that where we're headed?
That's where we're headed, but the city wanted to hear the three of you confirm that.
Say that, okay.
I have the correspondence here to confirm. I make sure we're reading it the same. If we have just a minute, I'm not
sure.
In big conversation?
So from the city attorney, we had asked the city attorney to generate the agreement that would address the $30,000, and then we received a correspondence that said from the city attorney, he watched the meeting in which the board agreed to give $30,000 to the DMO. He did not see it in there where it was to go via the city. The motion was just to give it to the DMO. And so he says he doesn't think an IGA is appropriate. And so he's asking if he's missing something here. So I guess I can't read too much into that, thinking that that doesn't mean they don't want to be the middle entity. I mean, I haven't got the latest on the DMO's discussion regarding this. So Commissioner Otto Fowler or Sandy, do you have?
Yeah, they're willing to do it, but they just saw in the meeting where the economic request was approved to go to the DMO. And they said, you need to fix that first before we move forward.
Yeah, that's how it went. The request came from the DMO board, starter board, and we said yes to the DMO starter board, and the city said, no, wait, that has to go through us. Because, yes, and so that's what we need. How do we fix it? Do we need to make a motion here, Wally?
That's a yes.
So I make a motion that the payment we make for Destination Management Organization go to the City of Grants Pass, and they form an intergovernmental agreement and include it in their contract.
With the DMO.
With the DMO.
I guess my question is, how effective has this DMO been?
Well, it's not started yet.
Well, how effective do we anticipate it to be?
About $650,000 worth of marketing. So a lot of effectiveness. We have high hopes for this.
We're a small player.
Yep.
Because we're only putting 50. We had a real discussion when they came in, and I think we probably weren't as kind as we could have been.
Well, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, I'm okay with the $30,000 to be a player, to be in the room, to help out, so that we at least have a voice in it.
Yep, and this $30,000 is to cover startup costs, recruitment, board startup,
exactly.
And we've pledged $50,000 a year.
Exactly.
The first couple of years, we can do it out of COVID money for economic development.
Well, I'm going to keep a pretty good eye on it because...
Oh, yeah, we all. I'm going to keep a good eye on it.
Yeah,
You got
okay, so I made the motion.
Do we need an IGA between us and the City of Grants Pass?
Yeah, and they'll write it, and we'll sign it.
Okay.
Because it's their contract.
Our IGA is with the City of Grants Pass, not with a DMO.
Correct.
Okay, I like that.
We're going down.
Okay.
Yep.
So you made a motion.
I made a motion. That's where we're at, I think.
I'll second it. With reservation.
Got a motion. Motion and second with reservation. Any further comment?
No, I am. I would just say I'm really looking forward to this. It's hard to start something from scratch, but other cities have done it, so we followed their path. McMinnville's path in particular, in a lot of ways to get here. And the last time there was a travel and tourism contractor, they got kind of starved out and had too many events handed to them. This new DMO organization is only going to do marketing for Grants Pass and Josephine County. It is not going to run events. It's not going to do fundraising. It's a full-on marketing company, and so.
And just Josephine County Grants Pass, it doesn't have anything to do with Jackson?
Nope, nothing to do with them, although they're recruiting for the very same thing right now. They're recruiting for a director for a DMO in Jackson County as well.
Okay.
Okay, you have a motion, you have a second?
A second, please, no further discussion, please call the roll.
Commissioner Fowler?
Yes.
Commissioner Beard Trigger?
Yes.
Commissioner DeYoung?
Yes, motion carries 3-0. Okay, item 4, draft resolution referral to November 2nd, 2021 ballot, renewal of the jail, audit jail and juvenile detention 5-year local option tax. And this, by the way, needs to be finalized by July 28th, WBS. So I'm going to say we need to talk about this today. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we've had some conversations about it before, and I think that the verbiage in that that really needs to be emphasized is renewal.
Renewal, yes, I agree. Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. I think, you know, one of the things and another thing that's going to need to happen in the rolling out of this, of course, I guess it doesn't matter in this part here, but it needs to be very clear that, you know, one of the things on the trail last time was, oh, you're going to sit around for 5 years and then you're going to come back and want it again because you're not going to get anything done in that amount of time. And we really tried a couple of different options and they didn't gel, but at least we're still trying and we're not done trying. Even as this thing goes, and then another thing is there was a lot of question about whether all the money we're getting from confiscating things on the dope grows and whatnot, and that doesn't come into this at all because that's a multi-faceted way of splitting things up, and there's a lot of players in those on those big buses. There's
and
a lot
it
more
takes
players
a
than
lot
we're
of
actors.
Time.
We're a small
time.
Player.
Long time.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff goes into evidence. Yeah. It goes into evidence as a court case. You may not see it for years. So,
yeah.
Have you read this over? And you think I think you're absolutely right, Commissioner. It is a renewal, and we need to say
every chance we get.
But I'm okay for referring this to the voter.
This is basically to keep the Sheriff's Department whole as it is right now.
Right, which is not fully funded,
right.
But,
yeah. But
is
if this
doing pretty
pass,
good.
We're gonna it's going to get severely
yeah.
And
cut.
For clarity, this only keeps the jail operational as it is now, not the complete Sheriff's Office, because they have some issues coming up for funding in the future. And so I don't want this to be misconstrued that this is going to keep the Sheriff's Department as it is right now, because they, as we saw coming out of budget, their contingency is dwindling fast. So that needs to be either made up somewhere else or whatever, but that's a different subject. One of the things that this needs to be, everybody needs to understand that it's just not only the county that uses this jail. We provide the jail and we fund the jail. However, it is used by OSP, U.S. Marshals, and anybody else that needs to put somebody in.
City of Grants Pass is probably
City of Grants
biggest.
Pass is one of the big ones,
yep.
One of the biggies.
Of course, they all contribute
yep.
through taxes.
And they're all
yeah.
contributing through taxes. So it's all paid for by all the people in Josephine County. So this is why it goes out to everybody. So I'd entertain a motion, I think, to refer this to the voter. Is that what we need to do?
None.
Nothing?
No, we'll just
okay.
advance this. I'll put it on the agenda again for next week in case it comes apart.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay.
I just want to crowd up on it.
Targeting that 28.
Okay, so we'll see it next Wednesday, Wally.
See it, yeah, I would choose the day. I mean, you can move it up and you can vote it out next Wednesday, I suppose, if you're ready.
Let's just keep it on the track. You got it. My
yeah.
my suggestion.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And just so when last we met, The principal recommended suggestion was to remove the word all from where we were talking about bringing all persons into the jail.
Oh, yeah.
Now it just says, right in that second, that first and second bullet, now says maintain current inmate capacity at the jail to allow intake of persons arrested in Josephine County.
Do you make reference in here to juvenile detention?
And then, yeah, sorry?
I said, is there anything in here for, yeah, it does, adult jail and juvenile detention? Got
yes,
it.
That second bullet on the ballot measure.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
It's on the title.
Thank you. Just want to make sure that that's clarified so people don't think it's all going to the jail, because it's not.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions for Wally
nope.
on that one?
No, and I would just like to add that the sheriff really has done an amazing job of bringing up the patrol side since the jail got funded. And people notice, especially out in the Illinois Valley, they notice the sheriff presence. and the responses. And so this is something that we promised the community we'd prove the value of, and I think really has happened over the last 4 years, who have proven that value. And so, and people have seen the difference. I see more Sheriff Riggs on the road than I used to, and that's a good thing.
I just want to, for clarity, this is for the jail, and yep. It is not, don't get misconstrued, that you approve this to the voters in November, and then that's going to take care of the Sheriff's Department and keep them at the level it is for patrol, because this doesn't nope. have anything for patrol. It allowed the sheriff to move a couple of funds over to patrol and do part of it, but then the rest of it, he's been working really hard to come up with something else on that, but we'll work on that, okay? Yep. Sounds good. So, item number five, draft resolution referral to November 2, 2021 ballot, the Animal Shelter and Animal Control 5-year local option tax. And you have before you from the Josephine County Animal Shelter Advisory Committee to the Board of Commissioners request for 5-year levy for the Animal Shelter and Animal Control to maintain current levels of service. The current 8-cent levy passed in June of 14 and was renewed in 17 for 5 years, which will expire in June of 2022. Current funding on the existing levy is inadequate to meet current needs, requiring additional funds to be withdrawn from the contingency fund. $105,000 in 2019 and $17,000 in 2020 during the pandemic, and $130,000 in the current 2021-22 budget. That the expiration of the current levy in June of 2022, only $5,100 would be left in the contingency fund. So, to maintain current staffing and service levels provided by the County Animal Shelter and County Animal Control, the County Animal Shelter Advisory Committee is requesting that the current 8-cent levy be replaced with a new levy tax of 11 cents per thousand of assessed property value for a 5-year period on November 2021 ballot. The new levy would be effective July 2022, expiring in June of 2027. The approximate tax for Josephine County median resident assessed tax property value of $176,790 would be approximately $19.45 a year. The proposed rate will raise approximately $995,280 in 22 through 23 and $1,027,852 in 23 through 24, $1,061,728, 24-25, $1,096,659, 25-26, and the final year, $1,118,235 in 26-27. And those numbers are arbitrary because they'll go up and down with assessed value as we go through with this. The level of support will allow continuation of existing service provided by the Animal Control Shelter, County Animal Shelter and County Animal Control. It also allows for programs that meet animal care standards and funding to respond to large-scale neglect cases and rescue operations as they are required. Thank you, Nancy Lindquist, Josephine County Animal Shelter Advisory Committee. So, discussion, gentlemen. What do you think?
Well, it's a little different than what the sheriff is because it's a renewal plus.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so you have to call it a new tax.
They call it a new one, so.
Which is risky. But I think that our community's shown that we support the animal control and the kind of the change in methods over the last 5 to 10 years to become an almost no-kill shelter way more seldom than certainly what it used to be. And that was a lot of the community driven, and then staff responded and the commissioners responded. And so I think folks are going to be willing to support this, but it'll be interesting to see because they really have a good story to tell about what they're doing and what service they're providing. And so and I'm sure that COVID year probably changed their day a little bit as they were going after animals and you had to wear a mask or you had to be social distance, which you couldn't do with the animal maybe, but with the owner. So it must have been an interesting year, but I'm glad they're aware of what their budget is and they're not going to drive it into the ground, and that this is just to save it over that 5 years and keep it stable, not asking for a bunch more to do new things, is to do the regular good things that they're doing.
If I can step in and just sure. add
yes,
to please. That.
Come on, please, because we need you on the record. Sorry. Please identify yourself.
I'm Nancy Lindquist, and I'm on the
the Adjustment County Advisor.
Thank you, Nancy Lindquist.
She's the letter drafter.
I'm the letter drafter. I also have, we've done the resolution, we've done all the paperwork that's required, and we filled in all the information that's necessary for you guys to make a decision on this. I just want to stress the fact that currently the 8 cents is not covering our costs. We've been using up our contingency throughout the last few years, and we basically will have to cut staff if we don't raise our dollar amount. And we are at 95% no-kill, which is outstanding. Actually, I think so far this year we're 96%.
Wow.
And 90% puts you at the no-kill level.
Mm-hmm.
So the shelter is such a success story. And, you know, Jackson County's very jealous of our facts. So, and so I think it's important for us to know that in order for us to not just keep this level, but to be able to sustain anything new that comes up, that we really need this additional percent.
Questions?
No, I thank you for making the case here to the board. I think your challenge is going to be making the case to the citizens, because they're the ultimate ones that are going to be making the decisions. So.
Sure.
I hope you have some kind of campaign.
Yes, we absolutely do have a campaign to run. And, you know, based on the levy passed last time at 70%, I'm feeling pretty confident that, you know, we're only talking 3 cents. So that's a lot less than what they are used to seeing on the ballot.
So we have, you know, people willing to help with the campaign, because we can't use taxpayer dollars to campaign. Yeah.
Completely right. Volunteer.
Don't get in trouble with the Secretary of State.
Absolutely
I
not.
Know her. She can be mean.
Absolutely not.
A taskmaster.
Question. Wally, have you seen your paperwork? Have you sent that over to legal?
I don't think this has gone to legal.
Okay. I saw him this morning, so I handed it to him.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you.
Yep. He has seen it.
It's in the tunnel over there, so we'll go on with that.
Okay.
There was some talk in years gone by about looking at the possibility of moving the animal shelter to another location and building you a new facility or something.
That's correct.
That doesn't have anything to do with this.
No, it
this
doesn't.
This is operations only, not
this
capital.
This is operations only.
Perfect. Okay, we want to make sure of that.
And in fact, we have an assessor looking at our facility today, actually last week, I think they did that, just to be able to see how well we're accommodating the animals that we get. So we'll have more of an idea.
Yeah, you have an assessor who?
Well, it's an organization. It's a state organization that basically makes sure that you're taking care of the animals.
You are treating everything in a humane.
Right, that we're doing everything.
Do you do that every year?
No. We don't.
They just drop the hat and say, hey, we'll be there on the 24th? Or
No. We had to ask for this special review to make sure that, you know, they're going to tell us whether or not, you know, you really need to enlarge the size of the kennels or, you know, this cat room is too small or too large or that kind of thing.
Well, if you get a favorable nod, which I'm sure you will, that'll be good for campaigning anyway.
Yeah.
We have no problem, as Commissioner said. I don't have a problem. This Commissioner doesn't. We're going to go over that. We'll talk about this today. But I don't have any problem referring this to the voter, because in my mind, that's the ultimate transparency. It's not us making a decision, say, thou shalt do this.
Right.
We're taking it right to the voter. And a lot of times we have people that stomp around going, no new taxes, no new taxes, no new taxes. When in actuality, we want to take that to the voter, because that's the jury out there. We're not.
Right.
This is
really a benefit to our community in so many ways.
Yeah.
We have a lot of animal lovers, and then we have some others that don't do so well with their animals. So I'm so glad there's a system in place and people willing to do that work.
And I've heard lots of good things from the community about, you know, how the animals are treated and the fact that, you know, animals are returned to their owners, you know, and people are happy to see that. And, you know, it's very different from the old thinking of the pound. It's not the pound anymore.
Well, another thing is that we had some, 4.5 years ago, we had some challenges with animal control.
Yes.
And that has stepped up. Sheriff took that over and has stepped up. That is now a highly functioning professional group of folks.
Yeah, we were behind on all our calls.
That's their first contact.
Yes.
Usually with somebody of that caliber, and I think we've really stepped up a training and whatnot to make sure that customer service is being more than it's been worked out real well.
Right, and that's another part of why we need to up our percentage here, is because we really need to have that field work and that follow-up, that the officers can talk to the people that they're working with. And
well, the people and the animals, the people, the owners and the animals are being treated fairly, and that's all we want here. So, okay, any other questions?
Nope. We'll keep this one moving forward then.
Yep.
Great. So do we need to be here next week?
No, it'd be the 28th is the...
Yeah, we'll see what... Wally wants to take a look at it and make sure we're on.
Okay.
And then we'll notify you when we'll take this to the WBS.
Somehow the 28th sounds like it'll be a Wednesday.
Yep, it's a WBS. Yep.
28th
is the next chance. And you could... you could have other people come and talk about that levy, because we have public comment in that meeting.
Yeah.
Oh,
regarding
that.
Yeah.
So, I sound
start
28th. Your
story,
is,
yeah.
I keep hearing that number float around here, gentlemen. I think 28th can be a long meeting. So.
All right. Well, all the
But that's okay.
Rest.
No, we'll get it done.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Good luck.
Okay.
Okay. Today is Tuesday. Moving along, we're going to go into executive session. Today is Tuesday, July 13th. 2021 at 2:01 p.m. The Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda item. Is item 6A is County Real Property at Sportsman's Park, ORS 192.6602E. And approved representatives of news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:02 p.m. But we're back in live.
We're off. We're back on.
We're back in live. We are now back in session and public session at 2:43 p.m. What we have here in executive session is A, County Real Property at Sportsman's Park. We got an update and continue negotiations.
Yes, and I'd also like to make a statement that being a member of that association, that I have a potential conflict of interest, so I have to make that statement.
And I am also a member of that association. I'm not on the board of directors or anything, but I have been a member for a long time.
Me too.
As long as you guys don't look to make a bunch of money off it, I think
I spend money.
Noted. Yes.
Okay. Back to legal counsel update continued. Any additional subject or matters from commissioners?
I'm fine.
I was going to wait for tomorrow's.
Me too. We have more of an audience.
Just one quick one. I think you guys both got a memo from Jason Davis out at the airport about he wants to put in at a plastic tank out there. We really do have part of our water rights. We need to make use of the water out there. And he says he figures for... shallow into four digits, he can put a tank out there and plumb it. He's got the pump and everything on site out there
from
left over from another project. So
I think that's a good start.
I kind of told him I'd bring it up to y'all, but it's under $5,000, so I don't know if he doesn't need
our good liaison.
And we've talked about it.
Yeah, okay.
I think we actually can find a bigger tank for that. So we're the bigger the better.
I'm not resistant to that solution at all for temporary.
I'm okay. In fact, I think that's a good.
It'd be above ground.
Actually, we were thinking of just setting it right where the pond is. Clean out that pond or the excavator and just set it right down in there.
There you go.
Do you need
that way the water going into it is gravity.
Gravity, yeah, I was going to say. Okay.
Does it have, would it be a plastic one?
Oh, probably. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, good enough. Good enough. Okay, that was the only thing I had.
Sounds good.
We did have a resignation out at the fairgrounds.
From the board?
Cynthia, no.
Oh.
Cynthia works in the office.
Okay.
Who did? Who left?
Cynthia. And she's been with the fairgrounds as, office manager type thing. But I talked to Tamara about it. She's not too terribly concerned. It's
she'll figure it out.
Yep, she'll figure it out. It's kind of timing isn't quite right at the fair, but here again, I think, like I explained to Tamara, that one of the things that we're going to kind of get, you know, a little bit of reprieve on is that we're coming out of COVID, so we're not real sure what anything's going to look like coming out of COVID.
Good luck finding an employee right now.
And then, she's very good and very resourceful, so I'm not too terribly worried about it. But another thing is that coming out of COVID, we don't know what fair is going to look like, and coming out of, with all the construction out there in the next year, we don't know what the fair is going to look like. But you know, whatever the fair is going to be, you know, we're gonna have a Josephine County Fair, just like we weren't sure what Boatnik was going to be, but we had a Boatnik. You know what I mean?
Yeah, boy, did we.
Yep.
Yeah, and back to the 50s, I'm noticing that everywhere you go, people are anxious to get out, and they've got money because of the Biden administration continues to hand out money.
Then we're going to start calling it back to the 60s.
Well, you know, when the 50s die off, I'll let you know when that is. I'll let you know when that is. You can read the old bits.
Well, we should get the IRL, get the name. Remember, we couldn't call it Fabulous 50s or whatever.
Yeah, couldn't call it Back to the 50s. The car show was the one that got in the pickle on that one, because there is a Back to the 50s car show up in Minnesota or Wisconsin, yeah, somewhere up in there.
But they've got,
and they had patented that name or registered that name, trademarked it. So they had to change to Fabulous 50s is a car show, but our Back to the 50s, is all the entertainment, the pre-show and all the other stuff, is all Back to the 50s. Still.
Right, just the event.
They should have said the Fabulous 52s.
Yeah.
I got out of that.
Back to the September 49s or something.
Right.
Anyway, so that's where we're at. Anything else under matters from commission?
No.
Nope.
Anything else? Seeing nothing, we are adjourned then at 2:48.
Oh, that was
good. Yep. Click it off. The recorder, sir.